Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
So, sa inyo pong opinion, ano ang mga challenges na face nyo as an honorary consul?
Every day, we do face challenges, different challenges, but really manageable. For example, yung culture kasi natin mga Pinoy, and it, sometimes pag nandito na sa Australia na dadala natin, for example, we do get clientele na they just walk in, and then they would say, and then we would ask them, do you have an appointment? And they would say, kailan pa ba yun? Ay, magiging ganun. But apart from that, that's very minimal. But apart from that, it's all good. The good thing is, yung dati nating consul na si Consul Virma, all her volunteers there, 100% supported me. So there is a continuity. So hindi na ako nag-adjust. So the day one namin, business as usual agad. Appointments agad. So yung challenges na tanong mo, more on yung mga we get visit yung client here na do you have an appointment? Yes po. What do you want to do? What service do you need? And I'm here for SPA. Oh, do you have the requirements? Wala po. Yeah. Yun yung mga ganon, which is okay. So ganito po yung gagawin natin. We send you, dapat mag-check kayo ng messages and all, kasi nga we send that a confirmation, and then we send the requirements via SMS, and then yung mga ganon. Pero yun yung mga challenge na kayang-kaya naman.
Isa pa pong question, ano po mga services available dito sa Philippine Consulate sa Western Australia?
So dito sa Western Australia, we do civil registry, meaning yung register of birth, register of marriage, and register of death. Yan, ginagawa natin yan dito. NBI as well, fingerprinting. And then, of course, SPAs, affidavits. So, and then we do issue travel documents and visas as well. The only service that we don't do is the dual citizenship and the renewal of passports.
Yung citizenship po, another question that I have is, para po sa akin is, when naging Australian citizen po kami back in the late 80s, sabi po sa amin that the government said that we need to denounce the Filipino citizenship para po maging Australian citizenship. Ano po ang kailangan, requirements to qualify na Filipino citizen? At saka yung question po is also for the second and third generation Filipinos.
Dito kasi, lalo na if you were born in the Philippines, natural born yan, eh, diba? Mm-hmm. So, ang kailangan lang naman, kung for example ako, Australian citizen ako, if I want to have a dual citizenship, I will just need to apply. May mga requirements silang hihingiin, and you need to submit, and then if you still have your old passport, they need that, kahit expired na, ibibigay mo yan doon, of course, the birth certificate and all, and lahat naman yun nandun sa website. Ganun lang kasimple. It's only $99. And then, punta ka dun sa Canberra for your oath-taking. And yeah, and then dual ka na.
Oh, wow.
Ganun kadali. At syempre, iba pa din yung, at di ba, Pinoy tayo eh. Maganda din na balikan natin yung ating pagiging Pinoy.
Kailangan po pumunta sa Canberra para sa oath-taking as a Filipino citizen, hindi po yan pwede ditong gawin?
Hindi pwede dito gawin sa office natin, sa Philippine Consulate. But if the Canberra, the embassy, they do the mobile mission, the passporting, so they do that twice a year. So if they are here, nag-o-oath din sila. So doon, pwede ka na, you just wait, and then wait for the announcement, kung kailan yung punta nila dito. If you don't want to spend and you're not in a hurry, you don't need to go to Canberra, just wait for them, and dito na yung oath-taking.
So yung twice a year na pumupunta po sila dito sa WA, is saan po namin malalaman kung anong dates ng the mobile?
Nag-a-announce naman sila sa Philippine Embassy website, and then kami din, nag-a-announce din kami dito sa Facebook page ng Philippine Consulate.
What about yung second and third generation po na they're born dito sa Australia? Wala po silang documentation na Filipino. Pwede din po ba silang mag-apply ng citizenship, Filipino citizenship?
As long na yung nanay nila ay nung pinanganak sila ay Filipino citizen pa.
So dito po sa Western Australia, I think there's over 31,000 Filipinos.
It's already 46,000
wow.
in Western Australia.
And alam niyo po ba kung how many people, Filipinos, na nakatira sa regional Western
At the
Australia?
Moment, we don't have data, mm-hmm. but ang alam lang natin sa buong Western Australia is running 47,000 na yung mga Filipinos.
Ano po mga advantages having a Philippine consul office dito sa WA now that we know na merong 46,000 Filipinos?
Advantage, for example, because we take care of the nationals, meaning the permanent resident, international students, the tourists, and the migrant worker, yung mga OFW that we call them, diba? So if they need SPAs, if they need NBI, like for example, you're a student, and then after being an international student, nakakuha ka na ng sponsorship na to be a migrant worker, right? So you need an NBI.
Mm-hmm.
So nandito lang kami, we're ready, and we can accommodate you. You don't need to go somewhere to have your fingerprinting kasi nandito na. For example, then you need an affidavit, like for example for your family, you want to bring them here as a tourist, and now our BI or the Bureau of Immigration, they really do ask for the affidavit of support and guarantee. Yan, ginagawa natin yan dito sa office. So yun yung mga services natin na ang laki ng nagagawa ng Philippine Consulate para sa ating mga kababayan.
Oh, that's great that we're really lucky na meron nag-open na ulit yung office dito.
Mm-hmm.
So just for yung mga Filipino nakatira sa regional, ano po ang naipo-provide yung services na kailangan nila? At paano nyo po i-provide yung services kasi masyado po silang malayo?
I just took office in the 1st of August. So, but ang galing ng dati natin, former consul natin, si Consul Virma, what she did, and she was the first consul na ginawa talaga yun, and she went to Karatat, to Kalgoorlie, and to Broome, as far as Broome, to do this mobile mission, and I am intending to do that as well. So, isinisettle lang natin yung office at the moment, maybe after that, and then we're going to plan to how to visit the people at 3 hours away, and of course from the 8 hours away, and do like a mobile mission like NBI or whatever's services that they need. So that's my plan. Just to continue what Consul Virma started.
Narinig ko po is merong about 310 Filipino families na nakatira sa Pilbara region.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one with Port Hedland,
yeah.
Kununurra, Kimberley.
Yeah.
And so it really shows that, you know, the greatest thing of having a Philippine consulate office is that because the Filipino community in Perth is growing and thriving.
And even me, I really would love to visit them. And I want them to feel that they belong. If I can travel like three times a year to go and visit those areas, I will do that because ang dami nating Filipinos talaga doon. As far as, yun nga, yung Broome, I think there's like 1,500 Filipinos already living in Broome. Not only yung mobile mission lang na, of course, kasama na yan, yung services na yan. But, of course, that just ask them how are they and what can we do, maybe any help that we can, you know, we can give to them. Actually, yung mga taga Bunbury, they already contacted me and consul. Nagpe-prepare kami ng isang ng parang meeting. Pwede ka ba naming maimbitahan? And of course, I would be very happy to meet them all. Especially, marami tayong mga butchers na bago dating doon. I just leave my door open because I want the people to feel that I am here. And especially, there are some international students that nag-walk in lang and they have problems at work. problems at school. So apart from doing all those documents, meron pa din tayong ibang services na ginagawa, like visiting the sick na ng mga nationals in the hospitals at home. Like for example, today, baka mamaya pupunta ako ng Fiona kasi meron tayong national doon na she was diagnosed with lung cancer stage 4 and they don't have family. So apart from doing those documents, signing those documents, yan din yung isa sa nilook after ng hinihingi ng government natin to look after the nationals, especially those who doesn't have families.
Marami pong salamat for your time and congratulations again.
Thank you, Ethel. And mabuhay tayo.
Oh, yes.
Mabuhay ang SBS.
Oh, thank you. Ako po ay si Ethel Jane Reyes para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.